I think I grew up really feeling life was about 60 years long. You worked, played, raised children, and then you retired. Life as you knew it was essentially over. Well, I really don't buy that concept. At 60, fingers crossed, you've got at least 30 years left, a third of your life, a time to really do what you want to do, unencumbered by parental duties and spousal duties, a time to start a new career, to, I don't know, climb Everest. Anyway, I decided to write a piece about this whole situation, and it's called Retire. I'm going to read it to you now. It's really my father's fault. Every day growing up, as I was going to school, he put on his tie and went to work. When he was 60, his company gave him a retirement party with a watch. They took a photo of him standing next to a goodbye poster signed by all the people in his company. He kept it on his desk in the bedroom. Ever since he'd left college, he'd gotten up and put on that tie. But that was over now. He was retired. This is why I always thought that you were active, went to work and dinners and clam bakes until you were 60. Then you replanted your garden and visited grandchildren and went to the post office. Your desk chair became a recliner, and you spent your days watching game shows and waiting for the next monthly turn of the calendar from the downtown insurance company. Your walk became a shuffle. Your life a series of visits to the doctor. You were retired. Well, I'm past retirement age, and I'm confused. The way I look at it, I have well over 30 years to do all the things I want to do, unencumbered by responsibilities to anyone else. So, isn't this my time? My time to write a book, collect butterflies, trek in Nepal, take a college course, design a dog bed, be a pen pal, start a charity, go bobsledding? It's all there. It's really the freest time of my life. But retire? I don't think so. Let's just retire the word, the thought. Take it out of the vocabulary. I think my dad would have been relieved.